Simen Amibesiv Ali Tzores Shalei Tidbak Shum Ois Bechaverto El Kol Ois Tia Mukefes Gvin. The halacha that every letter has to be surrounded by the white of the parchment. Therefore, if two letters are stuck together, even a very thin attachment, the ma'isa is not surrounded by the parchment, and therefore it's possible. If it's a slight connection that did not change the two rasois, you can see clearly it's two different letters, then you can separate them. Come on, you have to get to somebody who knows what he's doing to separate them. If not, we paskin that it is possible as long as it's stuck together. This is one of the reasons why he is safer than knows what he's doing, because if not, you could separate them in a fashion that doesn't work, and then you can't catch it afterwards. No. Since there are opinions that are much of this, even though it's possible for tefillin mezuzos, later on then Mishnah Berurah paskins that Shas Kriyas HaTorah, if you have that thin type of connection, it's Shabbos. If you can't separate it, you can use it. But Kopanim and respected tefillin mezuzos, it's possible as long as there's a connection. Not only that, but even if there's a connection between the tagging, the three protrusions on the top of the letters, if they're stuck to one another, or a tag from one letter to another one, are stuck together, it's also possible till you fix it up. And like we said, that since you have to have parchment all around it, so there's another problem also, if the last letter was written all the way at the end of the parchment, in a fashion that there's no parchment to the left of it, then even though you have the whole ois, and it's not connected to another ois, it's still possible because it's not surrounded by the parchment. Amos says, "Yichtok sivatama shelo yafsa afilu kutsi shel yud." You have to write the ksav, the letters ashuris, in a clear fashion. They shouldn't be confusable with other letters. And also, you have to have parts of the letter. Even a yud has to have the kutz on it. It's talking about not only on the right side at the bottom, but even on the left side, it has to have a small thing sticking downwards. And aside from that, we have to have the tagim, which are the protrusions coming out from the top of the letters, not all the letters, the letters of Shatnez Gitz, that's the simon, those eight letters have to have it. But Meister, Mishmur says that for whatever reason it doesn't have the tagim, according to most opinion, it is kosher, as we will say, in Simen Lamed Vav. Chatchila yichtok si vagas eksal shelo yinem chokim mehera, chemitzvah yepoisim vichusim bifnim. Chatchila, the letters should not be overly thin, since that's part of the yoshvi, and also practically speaking, if it's made too thin, then it could crack off very easily. So, that is something like chatchila that should make the letters have a certain thickness, width to them, and also make it the whole tefillin from inside out and the outside look as good as possible. Sifei tzach lichtar b'yaminoi, he has to write with his right hand. Afil m'shel b'shnei yodav, even if he's ambidextrous, he has to write with his right hand. Because of his smorim, psulin, efshem tzachem k'suvim b'yamin. So the nice fact is, if he's ambidextrous and he wrote with his left hand, b'dievet it's kosher, he's writing and wrote with his left hand, l'chatrila, we say that it's possible. If he doesn't have any pair of tefillin aside from the ones that are written with the sefer's left hand, then he can put them on without a bracha. We had before, by putting on the tefillin, the person who writes with one hand and does everything else with the other hand. Such a person should not be a sefer, because it's not clear how we treat such a person. Iter yad, smoldi day have him in. A lefty, who's a clear-cut lefty, then he writes tefillin with his right hand, and that's kosher lachatchila.